Actor Malcolm Jamal Warner is known to generations of television viewers as the lovable and sometimes sneaky Theo Huxtable on The Cosby Show.
How do you expect to get into college with grades like this?
No problem. Huh? See, I'm not going to college.
Damn right.
I am going to get through high school and then get a job like regular people.
Regular people?
Yeah, you know, work in a gas station, drive a bus, something like that.
But the former Cosby kid has come a long way since the show's end back in 1992. Over the years, he starred in a number of shows, including UPN's Malcolm and Eddie and the Showtime drama Jeremiah. And he plays bass in a jazz band called Miles Long. But we really see Malcolm emerge in his one-man show, Love and Other Social Issues. The production is currently running in Los Angeles, and sitting here with me is Malcolm himself. Great to see you.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great. You know, I just have to tell you a story before we move forward.
Sure.
It must be incredibly weird growing up in public, which is something that you had to do. But I just want to let you know how much that impact that show had. We recently had on a young man who fathered his first child at 15 and was about to drop out of high school. And then one guidance counselor convinced him that he could become what he dreamed of, to be a doctor, because he had seen Dr. Huxtable.
Wow.
And he really wanted to be a doctor. Now he's got three kids. He is an MD, and he's in his residency. And he's married to the woman who's the mother of all of his children.
That's
so
nice.
There is something really magical about the impact that you as a virtual family had on some members of the African-American community.
Certainly.
So can you accept that in a way that allows you to still grow and move forward as you seem very much to have?
Oh, my gosh, yes. I mean, during the show, my whole focus as an actor and as a director was life after Cosby. So in terms of how I live my life and my careers, you know, that had almost been my obsession, if you will. But I am so proud to have been part of that show that has been such a staple in not just Black America, but in white America as well. And I would not give up that experience. I would not trade that experience for anything in the world.
So many reviews of your current stage show say that if you see this, you will never see a Huxtable again.
That's what everyone
when
says.
When they look at you. Why is that?
Oh, I think, you know, obviously, the Cosby Show still runs, and it's in syndication, so people on a daily basis are used to seeing me as Theo. And I think a lot of people, you know, don't really really get the concept of I'm 36 years old, and that was, you know, Theo was really essentially a different era. And I think it's such a pleasant surprise for people to come see my show and see the growth, not just as an actor, but really as a man and as a cat who's been in this industry for more than half of my life and, you know, still is somewhat grounded. And, you know, I've not gone down the wayward path.
Well, I just want to play a clip from one of the pieces you perform, This Dope Called Hope.
You ever seen a real man cry? I mean, boo-hoo, like only a woman's supposed to, and don't know why. So I stumble on to my humble home, with fears that the woman beside me can see the Achilles heel of my masculinity, so I slap her around as a diversionary tactic, when in fact, it's me who feels abused.
Malcolm, what does that piece mean to you, and where did it come from?
That particular piece, This Dope Called Hope, is about you know, several different addictions, and about, you know, a young man who was trying to find himself in the midst of juggling these different images of who he is and the man he's supposed to be, and, you know, being influenced by the media, being influenced by hip hop, being influenced or rather not being influenced by positive role models, and trying to find his way.
Kevin Powell, has a hip-hop activist who we've spoken to before, has made a point of admitting that he once struck a woman in his life. Does this come from that deep a well, or is it more of an allegory for things that other people are coming through?
It's really a combination of both. In terms of my personal life, I've never hit a woman, ever. But I understand, you know, as that particular piece says, you know, I do it as a diversionary tactic. So it's kind of, you know, understanding, you know, being the voice of a person who is in that situation and really, you know, getting to the root of it. I mean, men, you know, men who are in situations, you know, generally lash out at those who are closest to them. So it's really trying to also put a human voice behind those kind of domestic violence issues.
We just finished up a sex and sexuality series. We do one series each month. This month is hip hop. And what kind of reactions do you get from men to your play and women?
Men and women both love the show. Men, really come from the perspective of, wow, this really is my voice. I mean, you've basically said everything that's been going on in my head. Women really love being able to hear the kind of honesty and the kind of vulnerability that I bring as a man to the show. So I think it really helps. It helps men understand, better understand who we are. And I think it gives women a good glimpse into what's going on in our heads. There's a piece in the show and on the record called Confessions of a Confused Romantic. And in that piece, I talk about, women who say they want sensitivity. However, if I cried every time I felt like it, would I still be the man you want? Is sensitivity really what you want, or is that
just
a guess?
That's definitely something folks talk about. And yeah, this is an album as well as the stage show. Love and Other Social Issues is one of your albums under the Miles Long title. How did Miles Long get started or become a part of your life?
Well, Miles Long is my jazz funk band in which I play electric and upright bass. And that really came about. I started playing bass literally first season of Malcolm and Eddie. I was working, for UPN, and working for UPN was really stressing me out. I had come from, not just NBC, but what I call, the University of Bill Cosby. So, I had come from a show that made history by not relying on black stereotypes. And here I am, at UPN feeling like I'm in junior college saying, hey, I come from a show that shows we can be successful and be funny by not going down the same path. So it was just really stressful because I felt like Don Quixote.
Uh-huh.
And I realized I needed some kind of release. So bass, which started out as strictly a hobby, I didn't want it to be a career. Like directing had become a career, writing had become a career. I figured if I picked up a musical instrument, I would never start a band. I would never record a CD. And this Love and Other Social Issues is my second CD. I've been playing jazz festivals over the last couple of years. We're at the Playboy Jazz Festival this year. And it's just, something that started out as just a hobby and just a release has become another career, but it's still such a wonderful release from the regular day-to-day politics of my acting career.
Well, we don't have too much more time, but I understand that your mom is your manager and she encouraged you to do this show. How I have trouble just talking to my mom about some regular everyday things. How how can you have someone who is your mom and your manager and you're up on stage talking about sex and all that? How does that all work?
She's been very supportive of everything that I've done in all aspects of my career. And it was really her idea to do the one-man show. I was a big part of the resurgence of the underground spoken word movement here in L.A. dating back to 93. So she would come to the different spoken word venues. And really about 9 years ago, she came up with the idea of doing this one-man show, and it just took me so very long to catch up to her idea.
All right. Well, leaves a lot of intrigue. Malcolm, thanks so much for coming in.
Hey, Fry, thank you for having me.
Malcolm Jamal Warner stars in the one-man show, Love and Other Social Issues. The show runs through July 8th in Los Angeles, and it's also the name of the new album from his band, Miles Long.